Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hari Mama Jaya 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 Jaya
Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya Jaya
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Brahmins Bhavajikacharya Astavitiris Shishimad Avayachana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskand Foundacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pad Brahmins Bhavajikacharya Astavitiris Shishimad Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki The Holy Disappearance Day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Ki. Gaura Premanandi. All glories to some devotees. All glories to some devotees. All glories to some devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Guru. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namaskrityam Chaivam Uttamam Devam Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Nastapreshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavati Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4 Chapter 29 Text 74 Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Evam Panchavidam, Lingam, Tri, excuse me, Trivet, Sodasa, Vistritam, Esha, Chaitanya, excuse me, Chaitanya, Yukta, Jiva, Iti, Abhidiyate, Evam Pancha Vidam Lingam, Trivet Sodasa Vistritam, Esha Chaitanaya Yukto, Jiva Itya Jiva Itya Abhidiyate, Evam Pancha Vidam Lingam, Trivet Sodasa Vistritam, Esha Chaitanaya Yukto, Jiva Itya Abhidiyate. Vidam, the five sense objects, Lingam, the subtle body, Trivrit, influenced by the three modes, Shodasa, 16, Vistritam, expanded, Esha, this, Chaitanaya, with the living entity, Yukta, combined, Jiva, the conditioned soul, Iti, thus, Abhidiyate, is understood. Translation, the five sense objects, the five sense organs, the five knowledge-acquiring senses, and the mind are the 16 material expansions. These combine with the living entity and are influenced by the three modes of material nature. Thus, the existence of the conditioned soul is understood. Please repeat, the five sense objects, the five sense organs, the five knowledge-acquiring senses, and the mind are the 16 material expansions. These combined with the living entity are influenced by the three modes of material nature. Thus, the existence of the conditioned soul is understood. Purport by His Divine Grace. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 7, Namai Vamso Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, Manakshastan Indriyani Prakriti Stani Karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. Here it is also explained that the living entity comes in contact with the 16 material elements and is influenced by the three modes of material nature. The living entity And this combination of elements combined to form what is called Jiva Bhuta, the conditioned soul that struggles hard within material nature. The total material existence is first agitated by the three modes of material nature, and these become the living conditions of the living entity. Thus the subtle and gross bodies develop, and the ingredients are earth, water, fire, air, sky, and so on. According to Sri Madhvacharya, when consciousness, the living force in the heart, is agitated by the three modes of material nature, then the subtle body of the living entity, consisting of the mind, the sense objects, the five senses that acquire knowledge, and the five senses for acting in the material condition, become possible. Evam panchavidam lingam trivirsodasavistritam esha chaitanaya yukto jivitya abhidhyate. Translation: the five sense objects, the five sense organs, the five knowledge-acquiring senses, and the mind are the 16 material expansions. These combine with the living entity and are influenced by the three modes of material nature. Thus, the existence of the conditioned soul is understood. Om Jnana Tremandasya Gananjana Slakaya Chakshuram Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurveyama Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Green Yat Kripatam Mahambande Shri Guru Dinatana Vanchakalpa Tubhyas Ja Kripa Sandhuam Vyeva Ja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivin Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, when the universal creation begins, the Lord is there within the Mahatattva, and he glances upon the material energy, and he impregnates the material energy with the living entities by his glands. They are within him, and he impregnates the material energy with his glands, thus expanding all the living entities. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada mentions here, and as Lord Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, that the living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. We're actually parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nityo, Nityananam, Chaitanas, Chaitananam, Eko Bahunam, Yovididati Kama. We are Nitya. Krishna is Nitya, we are Nitya. We are conscious, we are eternal, he is eternal. He is conscious. We are conscious, chaitanas. Eko bahunam yo vididati kaman. He is that one, Eka, who is maintaining all the others. Krishna and us are the same, but he is that complete whole who is maintaining all the fragmental parts. So in this verse as well, it explains karshati. Karshati means struggling. People in the material world think everything is okay, things are going on. But no, it is a struggle for existence. Struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. So we were surrounded by the modes of material nature, and Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, sattvam gunas, Rajas Tamaiti, that when the living entity comes into contact with the three modes, he becomes conditioned. We think that we're going to come in contact with the material nature and we won't become conditioned. We're thinking like that. That all the things in the material world we can deal with very carefully, in a very detached frame of mind. But this is not possible. When the living entity comes into contact with the three modes, he becomes conditioned. He becomes involved. He becomes implicated. He becomes entangled. So that is the position of the material nature entangling the living entities. And as the fly is caught in the net of the spider, every move he makes him more entangled. He's trying to get free, but his attempts to become free end up in getting him more and more entangled. So people are thinking that I can do this and I will become free. I'll do this, I'll become educated, and I'll become happy. I'll become educated, I'll get a good job. I'll get a good job, I'll get lots of money. I'll get lots of money, I'll get all kinds of nice material things. I'll get my conveyances. I'll get my ashram, my place. I'll have my consort. I'll have my expansions. I will have my associate friends, and everything will go on very nicely. But it doesn't happen like that. According to one's karma, one gets something, not much, and nothing that compares with the existence we previously had within the spiritual world. So this entanglement ultimately, as Krishna explains, Daivyesha Gunamayi Mamamaya Duratya Mam Eviye Prapadyante Mayam Etam Tantite. That the only way we can get out of the entanglement of the modes of material nature is by what? Surrendering to Krishna. So we surrender to Krishna through serving the spiritual master, through accepting the spiritual master, first finding the spiritual master, or being found by the spiritual master, by learning from him the activities of devotional service, by associating with saintly persons, and by performance of devotional service in the association of devotees. And then gradually by the other activities of devotional service, the 64, just as there are 16 material expansions, the 64 aspects of devotional service, gradually one becomes free from the material existence. So Madhvacharya is explaining here that the living force in the heart is agitated by the three modes of material nature, and from that all the conditions of material existence become possible. So this is a very philosophical section of the Bhagavatam. It is one of the longest chapters, if not the longest chapter, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And it goes into great detail. In fact, even after the chapter is finished, there's more to it. There's some annexures to this chapter. And it goes into great detail about the entanglement of the living entity in this material world, as given by the example of King Pachinibari. Narada Muni has given him this long description of the king who has been attracted by the material nature and ultimately become Puranjan, King Puranjan. He ultimately becomes a woman and ultimately attains liberation through the association of serving his spiritual master. So it's a very complicated, implicated understanding, but we've become very much entangled in this material world, and this philosophy can help one philosophically to understand our position and how to get out of it. But Krishna encourages us not to try to extricate us from material existence on our own endeavor, but simply to try to surrender to him. We can't conquer this material nature. People are thinking they can conquer material nature. The scientists are thinking that they can conquer the material nature, but it's not possible. We were in Bombay recently, and the Bhaktivedanta Institute, and there were some quotations from famous Nobel laureates, and the gentleman who created lasers and masers. That professor, he was a God-conscious type of person, and he expressed that by investigating scientific phenomena, one can appreciate the intelligence of God, the intelligence of God. So that's the proper understanding, whereas many people are thinking that there is no God. I think we were riding through the streets, was it here or in Bombay? It said the International Meeting of Atheists. They're having some kind of conference, International Conference of Atheists. So what does that mean? Prabhupada was speaking in Bombay, or he was speaking at one program, and this person asked him, how can you philosophically explain that there is God? Logically, how can you logically explain that there is God? And Prabhupada said, logic? How can I explain logic? What do you know of logic? How can you understand logic? You don't even know what logic is. If the son says that he has no father, what does that mean? How can you explain logically that to the son that he has no father? Or how can the son explain that he has no father? The fact that he's there means he has a father. So Prabhupada was trying to convince this person that he really didn't understand anything. Because you're here, that means you have a father. You didn't just drop out of the sky. And also in Edinburgh, in the UK, this one, Prabhupada was, they brought this big, heavy Vyasasan to this hall. And Prabhupada was speaking there, and he spoke. And this one man got up, and he said, I am God. And Prabhupada responded angrily, you are not God, you are dog. And the devotees that were sitting by the edges of the feet of the Vyasasan could feel this thing shaking. And Prabhupada was so angry with this person, that you are not God, you are dog. And man sat down. That was the effect of his great explanation. So Prabhupada was able to conquer these people. And not that he had the idea of just conquering them, but he had the idea of bringing them to Krishna consciousness. There's a story of Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami. There was some great philosopher, some Digvijay, and he was traveling around India to conquer all others in debate. So he went to Rupa Goswami and said, I am here to debate with you and to prove that I am a greater philosopher, whatever, than you. And Rupa Goswami said, well, where do I sign? I have been defeated by this person. He went to Sanat Goswami, says, I defeated Rupa Goswami. And Sanat Goswami, where do I sign? I've been defeated by it. He went to Jiva Goswami, Jiva Goswami, what? What? And Jiva Goswami tore this person's philosophy to pieces. So much so that practically he wanted to commit suicide. And when Rupa and Sanat Goswami found out about this, they censured Jiva Goswami. Go away, go away. It is not our business to defeat people. It is our business to bring people to Krishna consciousness. That's important. Philosophically, we want to encourage people to understand their foolishness. And many times that was not so easy. Therefore, Prabhupada called them fools and rascals. He wasn't very shy about doing that. Because that's what they were. They were like the children who were saying they had no parents, no father. So Prabhupada was very merciful. He was also very intense. His idea was to spread Krishna consciousness and deliver entities from illusion. And he was extremely upset with Mahavadian personas because they were destroying the living being's identity as Krishna's servants. And therefore devotees aren't even interested in such things, discussing Mayavadi philosophy. And that leads us to discussions about Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakura. So he was... are there any questions on that, or can we just proceed? It is the disappearance day of Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakura. And we have some information here about his biography. We can read this. Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Prabhupada was known as Singha, Lion Guru, due to his fearless and ferocious preaching. If an impersonalist saw him on the street, the impersonalist would cross the road in fear or turn off onto another street. Those who didn't, Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta would go up to and shake them violently, his huge body towering over them. Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta was very tall. And say, why do you say the Lord has no form, nonsense offender? We have already mentioned his birth and some of his early pastimes in connection with his father, Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura, and his guru, Śrīla Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta appeared on February 6th 1874. His father was deputy magistrate of Puri, had been for 3 years. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had been concerned that the pure teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be usurped by unauthorized persons who were members of the 13 upper sampradayas. And so he had prayed for a ray of Vishnu. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had started his mission for Lord Chaitanya late in life. He was also very busy with his profession, but he wrote profusely and wanted someone to preach boldly to establish these pure teachings. The Padma Purana predicted Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, a very elevated, pure, and learned personality, would appear in Purushottam Kshetra to spread the glories of Lord Jagannath all over the world. His activities would be very unique. When he was 6 months old, the Rath Yatra was held. If you go to Puri, of course, I'm sure most of you have been, Srila Bhaktivinoda's house is right on the Grand Road. The cart stopped in front of Srila Bhaktivinoda's house, which was on the main road between the temple and the Gaudiya Mandir. The cart stayed there for 3 days. On the third day, Bhagavati Dasi, mother of Srila Bhaktisananta, brought out the child, and the pujaris picked him up and put him on the cart. He crawled to the base of Lord Jagannath and touched his lotus feet. Simultaneously, a garland fell from the neck of the Lord and landed around the child. The pujaris explained that this boy is particularly blessed by Lord Jagannath. The anaprasana, first grain ceremony, first grains taken by children, which is usually given when the first sign of teeth are there, something like 6 months old. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, the first grain was Jagannath Prasad. Vimal Devi is offering the prasad, offered the prasad after Jagannath takes, hence his name, Vimal Prasad. When during the anaprasana ceremony, the child is shown the shastra and coins to give some indication as to his nature by what he goes for, baby Dimal chose the Srimad Bhagavatam as opposed to the gold coins. When he was 5, his father had become senior deputy magistrate. Only 3 of these in all of India under the British Raj, that the Mango incident happened. There were some mangoes there that his father purchased for the deities, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had eaten them. And his father had mildly admonished him. But for the rest of his life, he didn't take any mangoes. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was 7 years old, his father, Bhaktivinoda, moved to Calcutta to the Bhakti Bhavan house. While digging the foundation, they found the deity of Lord Cornwall. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave his first initiation and the name Siddhanta Saraswati and initiated his son into the worship of the deity. He was doing this every single day without missing, even when he was admitted to school. He was a very expert student. However, his preference was to study the Vaishnava books of his father. He did just that and studied books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but never fell behind in his schoolwork. He remembered everything after hearing it once. Shrutidhar means you hear it once, you never forget it. His teachers were astonished, and his father was very pleased. As a boy, Vimal Prasad delivered his oldest brother Achyutananda from an offense he'd made in his last life. I'd never heard this before. Achyutananda had a nervous disease and once became very sick. Bhima Prasad took kartals and chanted the Hare Krishna mantra constantly for 6 days without eating. Then Ramanuja Tilak appeared on Achyutananda's forehead. He said, "I'm a Ramanuja Vaishnava. I committed an offense to a Gaudiya Vaishnava in my last life and therefore had to take this birth. Now I am relieved." Then he left his body. In 1892, after passing his entrance exam, Bhima was admitted into Sanskrit College of Calcutta. There he spent considerable time in the library studying various books of philosophy. He also studied the Vedas under the guidance of Prithivedar Sharma. As a student, he contributed many thoughtful articles to various religious journals. However, he did not continue with his college studies for long. We told this story before, but from another angle. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had taken initiation from Bipin Bihari Goswami, who came in the line of Gadadhar Pandit through Janavi Devi. However, once when Bipin Bihari Goswami was visiting Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Thakur paid obeisances and Vipin Bihari Goswami placed his foot on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's head. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta saw this and was surprised. He thought this was a dangerous thing for Vipin Bihari Goswami to do. When Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur left the room, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur asked him a question. "You are my father's guru, but do you know who he is?" Bipin Bihari Goswami was taken aback at this 7-year-old's question. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta continued, "My father is a Nityasiddha, an eternal associate of the Supreme Lord. Do you have sufficient spiritual potency to place your foot on his head?" Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur returned at this time, so the conversation was interrupted. Vipin Bihari Goswami said, "Your son is bold to the point of being rude." Later on, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur found this out and used to tell this story to his disciples. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Krishna Leela is Kamala Manjari, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is his eternal assistant, Nayana Manjari. At age 13, he started higher education. Once Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur returned from Puri with Tulsi, initiated his son into Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he also took Nisringa Mantra initiation. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after seeing the wonderful vision of a golden temple in Navadvip, began begging door to door for funds to establish the Yoga Peeth. At 18, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati entered Capital Sanskrit College, affiliated with Calcutta University. Within a short time, he mastered the 6 limbs of Sanskrit study: Shiksha, Jyotisha, Chanda, Alankara, etc. When he was 22 years old, he left college to avoid taking household life. He took up work under the king of Tripura. Tripura had been turned to a Vaishnav state by the king of Manipur, who was disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati became Raja Pandit there for 3 years. He retired with full pension, which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati accepted for a few years and then voluntarily stopped. Around this time, he took initiation from Gaurakishore Das Babaji. Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji had been a grain merchant before taking Babaji. He'd gone to Vrindavan and did bhajan for a long time. Then he came to Navadvip. By this time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had retired and had built a bhajan kutir in Navadvip, Gojumadvip. He gave Srimad Bhagavatam class there every day. Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji used to come to these classes. Srila Bhaktivinoda told Srila Bhaktisiddhanta to accept Srila Gaurakishore as initiating guru. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta approached Gaurakishore, "Please give me your mercy." Gaurakishore answered him, "Mercy is not mine to give. It is the property of Lord Chaitanya himself. I'll ask him, and if he agrees, I can give you." Second time they met, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati inquired, "Did you ask him?" Srila Gaurakishore, "No, I forgot." Third time, same thing happened. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, "You worship that great cheat, Krishna, who is cheating everyone, and so you are also cheating me. But if you continue in this way, I will simply give up my life, because my life is useless without receiving your mercy." Then Gaurakishore Das Babaji gave initiation to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati as Varshabhanavi Devi Das. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta gave up all activities to chant 194 rounds daily for 7 years. He had a kutir, but he did not spend the time to repair the roof. He just used an umbrella if it rained. So, there's so much more information. When he left his body, when Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj left his body, the Babajis wanted to do the samadhi rites. He said that he wanted to have his body dragged through the streets by his disciples. The Babajis had gathered to do that, and they had tied a rope around the neck of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati crossed over Navadvip and stopped them by saying, "None of you are his disciples. I am the right claimant to perform these rites." They said, "But he was a Babaji, but you are not. If you are Babajis, then you are fully sense-controlled. So the one of you that has not engaged in any illicit activities in the past 1 year, come and do the last rites." No one stood up. 1 month, 1 week, 24 hours, no one stood up. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta then placed Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj's body in samadhi. So after finishing with the smartas, Jati Goswamis, he took on the Babajis, and he would take on and defeat anyone solely to establish pure, unalloyed, undeviated Krishna consciousness. So, Srila Prabhupada wrote a very nice poem that he presented to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta on his Vyasa Puja day. "O my master, the evangelic angel, give us thy light up thy candle. Struggle for existence in human race, the only hope is divine grace. Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. In personal calamity, thou hast moved. This gives us a life, anew and afresh. Worship thy feet, your divine grace. Had you not come, who had told the message of Krishna, forceful and bold? That's your right, you have the mace. Save me a fallen, your divine grace. The line of service as drawn by you is pleasing and healthy, like morning dew. The oldest of all, but in new dress. Miracle done, your divine grace." So, I don't know if there are any comments, questions. Prabhu, do you have anything to add about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta? Any other comments or questions?
How do you got that Bhaktisiddhanta?
he studied the Jyotish. There are two instances. In one instance, it's described here that out of all of his other sons, Saraswati Thakur practically worked as a private secretary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. As such, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him the transcendental power of attorney to espouse the cause of Lord Chaitanya. There's a mention of that here. He studied astronomy. And he presented one book called the Siddhanta, Surya Siddhanta. And it was so well received that the scholars of that time, they gave him, I was reading that here,